I'd like to share with you something extraordinary. Today we woke up to the news. You've seen it already yesterday, of course. The summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, which just a couple of months ago, or just a few weeks ago, was almost seemed impossible that something like that should happen. And the world, at least what it seems like now, is a much safer place for everybody, for the entire world. Now, what's maybe some of us don't realize is that the Rebbe spoke about this clearly in Parshas Mishpatim, Tafshin Nun Beis. The Rebbe spoke about the gathering of nations together to speak about denuclearization is one of the Yehudei HaGeyula, it's one of the promises of the redemption. And the Rebbe said clearly over there, you can look it up, Mishpatim, and I'm going to quote over here, Ma Yehudim de Geula Amitis Vashleimai de Mashiach Tzedkenu, B'shaiches l'anhoges umis ha'olam, v'chitzu charboisam le'itim v'chaniseisehem le'mizmeidois, lo'yisa goyal goyichedev lo'yilmadu oed mocham. They'll cut down their swords to plowshares. But what's really interesting is the Rebbe says, u'lo hoisif, she'inyin zeh yi'ayidei pu'lasoi, she'melech ha'mashiach atzmai. That this is the work of Mashiach himself. In other words, our avodah as chassidim is to be makariv yidden, to reach to all yidden and to do mitzayim and bring Yiddishkeit spread af and afatzas amayonis and afatzas shevim mitzvah b'nei noyach. But whatever is in regards to malchei umayis, to the ruling of to the reigning in the nations, that's the job of Melech HaMashiach b'yatzmai. Then the Rebbe goes on to say that the reason Yeshloima, that the reason why this Hachraz, and the Rebbe was then at that time was talking about a conference that took place in New York City between the senior president Bush and Yeltsin, and I think it was Yeltsin, and some other world leaders, in which it was after the Cold War, in which they decided they're going to cut down on nuclear weapons and they're going to end the arms race, at least to a certain degree and so forth. Now, the Rebbe says that the reason why that happened in New York is because that's the Makom HaShaveh Shel Nasid Areinu, and then he and that he is the Mashiach Shebedoyer, and he is the one that is poil this effect of the nations. Okay, so what the Rebbe says then. So, and by the way, just an interesting thing, I think a week or two, if you look it up on Google, I think a week or two before that was the first conference, the first meeting between some diplomats of the United States and North Korea. I didn't go too far, but it could be, B'das Tachten, that when the Rebbe spoke that recently there have been some denuclearization summits or conferences, it related to that as well. In any case, what's even more exciting is the date that it took place. This happened Chof Ches Sivan. I mean, the preparations for it in all the negotiations that were going on or was taking place all day yesterday. The actual meeting between Trump and Kim Jong-un took place New York time, I think 9:15. So it's mamish b'matzoy Chof Ches Sivan as you're going into Chof Tes Sivan, but it was still connected, very dimdume chama of Chof Ches Sivan. Over here in Los Angeles, it was still Chof Ches Sivan. If you take a look at the Rebbe's Chof Ches Sivan, famous Chof Ches Sivan Sicha, and you can actually watch it live, you can watch the Sicha, you see the Rebbe there is talking about the power of the day. That Chof Ches Sivan. Sivan is the month of Matan Torah. Chof Ches Sivan means the koyach of Matan Torah. What's the inyan? That means that this day brings out the full potency of Matan Torah. What's Matan Torah? Torah comes to be machaber al yoinim etachtoinim. In other words, to bring a lukus down into this world. And over there, the Rebbe says it's not just to bring a lukus down even betachtoinim, but beikr betachtoinim. And that dafka, the further, the lower you go, the greater you're revealing, the greater gilui of Elokus, till the koyach of Atzmus comes dafka momata. And the Rebbe says there are many shlavim in Matan Torah, and then there is, till there is the shlav of Pnimiyas HaTorah, which is the Sgala through the Baal Shem Tev, and then through the Alter Rebbe, and so forth. Finally, the Rebbe goes on to explain how the various Rabbeim, when the Rebbe Rashabi left Lubavitch, finally the Friedrich Rebbe comes to America, and the Rebbe is talking about himself coming here as Doira Shvi, which this completes the avoida of reaching pina achina dachas, reaching the farthest place in the world, and revealing a lukus there. So the ultimate koyach of Matan Torah, the Rebbe says, is associated with the Rebbe coming to America, because we see from there the Rebbe said it exploded afatzas amayonis. But take note what he says. He says that this is related, that dafka pnimiyas HaTorah has even a bigger koyach than Matan Torah, in the sense that it causes a transformation in the world with, in a manner of Pada B'Shalem Nafshi. B'Shalem, the Rebbe says, without any Muhammad. I'm reading from the Sikha. Shapdiyuhu b'derech shalom b'li mulchama klal val derech kfi shahoya b'mei shloimei shekola umayis is batlu l'gab shloimei. And the Rebbe says, Atachlis ha-shloimeis b'shalom asher elu shebehoya b'over menagdim nasim oyahavim gemurim. Like it's going to be b'shloimeis b'gula amitis v'ashloimeis oz ahapach ela'amim loshen rabim l'ovdei shchem echad. And when does the Rebbe say this? In Chav Chasivan, this is the power of Chav Chasivan. So now you fast forward, Chveis 20, I'm not exactly sure, 27 years later, Chav Chasivan, Tavshin, Ayin Ches, you have this spectacular summit. And the unbelievable thing happened. The greatest, one of the greatest tyrants, or an achzariest, like a person and regime in the world, is suddenly here making peace. So this Yesh Dvarim Begoy, this is something is going on over here. Now what we have to also realize is that this is a continuation of the Dvarim Nifloim, which I mentioned earlier this year, and everybody's talking about. We see a Tahalich of Nisim V'Nifloiz Gedoylim that are taking place. And, beginning with the recognition of Yerushalayim, and the actual moving of the embassy to Yerushalayim, the release of Rubashkin, the pulling out of that horrific Iran deal that threatened literally the lives of 6 million Jews in Eretz Yisrael, the defeat of ISIS, the bombing of Syria, which an elimination of their chemical weapons, at least to a certain degree, but also the impact that happened just. That it basically, you said Yesh Balabayas here. Don't think you can do whatever you want. And so these are just a series of inyanim nefloim, in which if these things would have happened in Tavshin Nun Aleph Nun Beis Nun Gimel, like everybody, we would have been ecstatic. We say Mamish Hine Hine Mashiach Bal. You're seeing Mamish the Geula unfolding in front of our eyes. We expected, in a sense, after the Rebbe was saying whatever the Rebbe was saying, that these things were to happen. But then Gimel Tammuz came along and the world was plunged into darkness. And you saw within the world, l'chura, an opposite force. After that came the Oslo Accords and the horrible bombings that were happening in Eretz Yisrael daily. And the suicide bombings. And then you had the 9/11. And you had the rise of Al-Qaeda. And of ISIS, and of who knows what, all kinds of, and you had the Obama years, and which represented a war against Kol Dvarim Shepekedusha, and so forth, including the allowing the UN resolution regarding Eretz Yisrael to pass, and the supporting that in Paris, that group of people getting together to decide the fate of Yerushalayim, and of course the Iranian deal. So what is this? How can you explain this? I've seen that because of all this darkness, it made it very hard to believe and to live, at least in that consciousness, and to see that the Rebbe is saying, Tahalich HaGeula began already, and Giyas Magulas. So I came across something interesting just the other day in Parshas Miketz, in Nun Beis, which, again, this is my interpretation, but I think it's very clear. The Rebbe says, and I'm going to send pictures of this as soon as I'm done recording. It says v'yesh loymar shehiskarvus l'bias Mashiach tzedkenu higam hasibul is gabris achoshech b'yolam. That the getting closer to Mashiach is actually the cause for his gabris achoshech b'yolam. Shebiglal his gabris akedusha nasis gam his gabris alu umazeh. Because of kedusha, the other side fights back. Shemenagid l'bias Mashiach tzedkenu v'yesh tzoyrech lilchem im hamenagid shezeu inyan yilchem olchames Hashem at shenitzeach. So the Rebbe is saying something amazing, that those last 22 or 3 years that we've seen, the horror things that the world was only getting darker, that was because the Talich of Geula began. So there was a tremendous pushback from a coalition of evil, from a coalition that was trying to fight the Bias HaMashiach, and that included the American left, the education, the media, the European Union, the UN, and the BDS movement, and whatever, all the Chaletists, that's all included in this group. And they tried whatever they can. And they were reaching already the peak of victory. They already thought they're marching on Yerushalayim. They were already popping their champagne bottles. And at the last moment, the unthinkable happened in 2016, two years ago, with the election of Donald Trump. And suddenly the whole thing turned over on its head. And from that time on, you're seeing tremendous victory after victory after victory of Kedusha. The Rebbe says there is a war. This is the war of Melech HaMashiach himself. And to be so, and in order to indicate that this is the MS and this is the absolute truth, you take a look and you see that so many of the events of Trump, things that he has done, are associated with unique dates on the Chabad calendar. Amazing. First of all, he was officially nominated as president on Yutes Kislev was it 2016, whatever the year was then, Ayin Vav, and no, it was already Ayin Zion, and then he the next year, Tavshin Ayin Ches, and Yutes Kislev, he announced Yerushalayim. But even before that, the day that he declined to sign the waiver pushing off the moving of the embassy, was on Yud Daled, the night between Yud Daled and Tezvov Kislev, the day of the Rebbe's 90th. Remember, 90th is Shnas Atishim, where the Rebbe said is all the power of the Geula. The Rebbe's 90th anniversary. So on that day, he is Be'etzem, when the Inyan happened, Be'etzem, that the embassy should move to Yerushalayim, when he allowed that to happen. The Geula of it is Yutes Kislev. And then Zois Chanukah, you have the release of Rubashkin. And this is again the year 5778, and that happened on the 8th. The attack of Syria happened, two attacks, the United. The first one, interesting, I think, was the first military action that Trump took was Yud Aleph Nisan. Look it up. It was Yud Aleph Nisan, is when he bombed Syria for the first time. The second one was Shabbos or Erev Shabbos Parsha Shmini. And the Rebbe kept on talking in Parshas and Nun Aleph that there's Shmini Shmoina Shmeina, eight times Shmini. This year was a Shmini Shmoina Shmeina, and the Rebbe said that's the power of Mashiach in all of its intensity. And take a look at an amazing thing. He announced then that he's going to hit eight targets, and that's what he did. He hit eight targets on Shabbos Parsha Shmini when we were reading for the eighth time Shmini. Then you have culmination in this incredible event happening on Chav Ches Sivan, the day that Rebbe comes to America. It's almost like Trump has a Chabad calendar and he's timing his events to go along. This is all an indication on the source from where all of this is coming from. No one else, no other tzaddik, no other person in the world said all these things besides our Rebbe. So it's clear the power of what's happening, and we have to open our eyes. I would say that as a preparation for Gimel Tammuz, as Chassidim, especially as Shluchim, we should learn bi'iyun, aliba d'nafshei, not stop, look for quotes or little things. Sit down with the sicha of Nun Aleph, of Chav Ches Sivan. Then learn the Gimel Tammuz sicha itself, where the Rebbe defines the definition of Gimel Tammuz. Unbelievable words over there. And between these two sichas, you'll see dvarim nifloim. And you can see Mamash Nevuas, and you can see that everything the Rebbe spoke, and the Gimel Tammuz Fabreng, and the Rebbe is talking all about the idea that the Tahalich HaGeula has to permeate the world, and that's why it comes in Shlovim, and it comes in Mitoicha Tevar, from within the world. And that's what we're seeing this year. It's all natural, but it's all supernatural. No one would have expected it, yet it's all happening within Teva. It's clear that this is all the part of the revelation. We Chassidim should say L'chaim. We should rejoice, and we should prepare ourselves immediately for the full-fledged galus of Mashiach Tzidkenu. May it happen even before Gimel Tammuz, now.